Had you stayed and lent your support to Ned, he might still be alive, Catelyn thought bitterly. I liked your husband well enough, my lady. He was a loyal friend to Robert, I know. But he would not listen, and he would not bend. Here, I wish to show you something. They had reached the top of the stairwell. Renly pushed open a wooden door, and they stepped out onto the roof. Lord Caswell's keep was scarcely tall enough to call a tower, but the country was low and flat, and Catelyn could see for leagues in all directions. Wherever she looked, she saw fires. They covered the earth like fallen stars, and like the stars, there was no end to them. "Count them, if you like, my lady," Renly said quietly. "You will still be counting when dawn breaks in the east. How many fires burn around Riverrun tonight, I wonder?" Catelyn could hear faint music drifting from the great hall, seeping out into the night. She dare not count the stars. "I'm told your son crossed the neck with 20,000 swords at his back," Renly went on. "Now that the lords of the Trident are with him, perhaps he commands 40,000. "No," she thought, "not near so many. We have lost men in battle, and others to the harvest.